From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A nationwide ceasefire is in effect in Syria, a complicated arrangement worked out last week by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry met with reporters Monday in Washington and said initial reports suggest the truce is working.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, though it is far too early to draw any definitive conclusions.
The agreement aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into the besieged and divided city Aleppo, eventual joint U.S.-Russian cooperation in targeting jihadist groups, and hope for resumption of talks on Syria's political future.
This is designed to bring people to the table in Geneva in order to get under the auspices of the UN and begin to negotiate a political transition and the restoration of a peaceful and united Syria.
Rebels seeking to oust President Bashar al-Assad have expressed reservations, saying like an earlier doomed cessation of hostilities, the agreement lacks guarantees and monitoring mechanisms. Following a two-year investigation, the group The Sentry, created to look into how African conflicts are funded, claims to have found evidence that South Sudanese leaders profited off the country's conflict. Hollywood actor George Clooney presented a report Monday at a Washington news conference.
It involves arms dealers, international lawyers, international banks, international real estate. And it is because of these international actors that we are also able to provide solutions to help end this criminal behavior, to protect innocent civilians.
He called on the international community to cut off financial flows to President Salva Kiir, rebel leader Riek Machar, and the country's top generals through tough sanctions. Spokesmen for both leaders deny they hold property in Kenya or any other African country. This is VOA News.